first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scorer says, there is no bottom for the modern GOP.
There are many people across America who continue to be shocked by the depravity and corruption of the modern Republican Party. They keep pining for a return to normalcy, in which common decency and shared governing norms reign supreme. These people have not paid close attention to the last 20 years in American politics. Our current president is not an aberration, but a natural extension of a party that is thoroughly corrupt and unfit to govern. As much as I respect President Obama, he too suffered from the naive belief that ultimately the fever would break and Republicans would come back to their senses. This despite the fact that they opposed literally everything he did, no matter how closely it resembled their own values and priorities. Even after they nominated the con man who made his political fame accusing Obama of being a Kenyan socialist, he still believed that sanity returned soon enough. It hasn't, and it won't. The only way to rein in the corrupt GOP is to deliver them crushing and consecutive electoral defeats over many election cycles. The only thing they respond to is power, and as long as they wield it, they will use it for corrupt ends. They have no principles, no shame, and will sell out the country at the drop of a dime. It's up to us, the citizens, to stop this reign of corrupt insanity, using the only force they respect, massive voter mobilization, because the modern GOP has no bottom and will not reform on its own.
Jason Scorris teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay area. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.